A man found unresponsive at Spot's dock on Friday afternoon has been pronounced dead. It's Saturday, the 20th of June. I'm Jeffy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Police and emergency services remain on scene into the night on Friday, and the circumstances are currently under investigation. Around 3 p.m. on Friday, 911 say they received reports of a man in a distressed state on a land in the area. Radio Cayman will continue to provide updates as more information becomes available. Now to Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles with the rest of your Saturday newscast. I'm Jeffy Ebanks.
This Raising Capital Forum is in its fourth year, Ms. Thais tells me, and it's an annual initiative of the CICBD to strengthen access to finance for small and medium-sized enterprises, otherwise known as SMEs.
Master of Ceremonies Anique Jackman set the stage for the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development's free Raising Capital Forum this past Tuesday night at Hotel Indigo. The event brought together entrepreneurs, lenders, and investors to talk frankly about what it takes to get funding ready and use capital wisely.
This event is going to combine practical learning with real-world application. So we will have entrepreneur pitches, panel discussions, and direct engagement opportunities with financial institutions and other stakeholders within the business ecosystem.
The theme was capital connections, bridging SMEs to funding opportunities. Deputy Chief Officer Catherine Dinspell-Powell, speaking on behalf of the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce, framed the forum as part of a wider push to strengthen the entrepreneurial ecosystem.
Your presence demonstrates a shared commitment to strengthening the Cayman Islands entrepreneurial ecosystem and supporting the growth of our micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises.
Dinspell-Powell also stressed that funding readiness starts long before any loan application or investor meeting. She listed the groundwork business owners need to do first.
It begins with a loan application or an investor meeting. In reality, funding readiness starts much earlier. It begins with building a strong business foundation, understanding your market, maintaining accurate financial records, developing realistic growth plans, and demonstrating the discipline required to manage your capital effectively.
One of the micro panels focused on what investment ready really looks like. Panelist Michael Stanlowitz told entrepreneurs they have to move beyond passion and prove their concept.
You kind of go through this moving from a belief in your company to evidence that your company will work. So it's really important that you kind of get there.
Fellow panelist Scott Sutherland described the process as an exercise in risk mitigation for lenders and investors. He urged founders to identify their assumptions and start knocking down those risks.
There's a bunch of risks and assumptions when you're starting a business, when you have an idea. You should have gone through all of the major risks that you can think of and then say, how do I start to tick those risks off?
When entrepreneurs do approach a bank or investor, Sutherland said they need to know their numbers and have a plan B. He reminded the room who gets paid first.
At the end of the day, the thing that you need to know about either investors or lenders is like they get their money first. Fundamentally, I think, you know, having a plan B and showing that, you know, even if everything doesn't go perfectly, I can still have, you know, a revival business.
A second panel turned to managing growth once capital comes in. Marine entrepreneur CJ Moore shared what working capital has meant for his own company.
Working capital is very important. To be able to grow, you need capital. There's such a thing, the saying that goes, you got to spend money to make money.
Moore warned against chasing rapid expansion just because demand is strong. His advice was to favor steady, sustainable growth.
When you do get to that stage, do not try to grow too fast. A slow growth business is a longer standing, more sustainable business.
Throughout Throughout the evening, five entrepreneurs from CICBD's Capital Quest Investment Readiness Program pitched their businesses live on stage. The center says those founders were chosen from a larger group it has been coaching to prepare for outside investment. CICBD Director Thais Doucet says forums like this are meant to give small business owners practical information and connections they can use right away as they navigate the search for funding. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.